Hello, babe, and welcome to your future casting meditation. We are about to step into a space where we are not only able to visualize where we want to be in life, where our higher self is taking us, but be able to manifest this in a way that is healthy, in a way that we are actually able to create these beliefs and step into that power. Not just with meditation, but being able to physically say, where do I want to be? What do I want to do? Now, not only is this beneficial for when you're experiencing self-doubt and learning to trust yourself, but also when you're transitioning into a new space, maybe a new place, maybe a new job, maybe you're finding your purpose, wherever that may be, whatever that may look like. We are creating this space for you to be able to step into that zone, step in to the area of life where you've always wanted to be. And so I invite you to really dig deep inside, and questions will arise, and I want you to be able to really understand and acknowledge the parts of you that are being brought up. Now, when we tend to think of our future, sometimes we get anxious because we create these scenarios that just are not true. And when we create these scenarios that are not true, anxiety arises so much because it's based out of fear. When in reality, there's just no physical threat. It's just something that we may be acting out of fear from. And so with this meditation, I highly encourage you to step into your body, to feel your safe space. Right now, where in your body do you feel safe? Is it your gut, your heart maybe your back, your neck, your throat, or eyes? Really feel into that part of you that feels safe, because you are safe. You are in a safe spot for you to feel and embrace whatever emotions, whatever thoughts may come up. And so I want you to start by slowly shutting the eyes, taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And I want you to imagine yourself 5 years from now. And I want you to imagine yourself waking up, imagining where you are. What are you doing? Do you immediately get out of bed? Do you lay down for a few minutes? Are you with somebody? And I want you to slowly, as you're up and awake, wherever that may be, wherever this may look like, take note of where you are. Slowly breathe it in. And as you walk out, you walk outside, maybe with a cup of coffee in your hand, or a book in your hand, wherever that may look like for you. And as you walk outside, you appear on a beach. You're alone, as if you're on an island by yourself. Waves crashing next to you. It's peaceful. Nothing to distract you. Nobody around you. Just you. And you feel so safe. And as you sit down and you have this book in your hands, I want you to open it. You're sitting on the sands, hearing the waves crash. It's a beautiful day outside, breezy. When you look down at your book, you realize that it's the story of your life. But you can only read up to a certain spot. You can read up to where you are right now, from everything in the past up to this moment in time. But the book continues with no words, just blank pages. I want you to understand and really dig deep into yourself right now and think, what is the rest of my story going to look like? What standards do I have for myself each and every day when I wake up? What do I feel like each day? Am I experiencing anxiety? Am I feeling peace and surrendering to the universe? Am I learning how to grow? What are we doing to have integrity? What standards are we setting up for ourselves? And as you continue down this book, looking at the past, growing, and understanding the path that you're on now is the most perfect path that you can be on. What standards are you deciding in this moment that you're going to be living up to? Who do you need to be, and what do you get to show up as to become the highest version of yourself? Because you get to be that woman. You get to write your story. You get to become whatever it is that you may have wanted to become. And so this is your time to find that purpose and passion. Ask yourselves questions as you're sitting here, enjoying the waves, writing down your story. What do I love? What makes me feel most alive? Who do I get to be, and who do I need to show up as to be that person? Continuing with the breath, be curious and ask yourself these questions. You get the freedom of being able to decide who it is you want to become. You have the freedom to continue to write your story and live in a state of peace and comfort and love and light. Now coming back into the breath and back into the body. Who do you get to become? What love, light, and standards can you live up to each day with integrity to become that highest version of yourself? You have the ability, you have the freedom, you have the support from God, the universe, whatever it may be that is your highest power. You are so loved, you are so supported, and you are so safe in this moment and every day. So continue each day to come into the breath and the body and live up to those standards that you set for yourself and ask yourself, who do I get to be? I invite you to be curious and challenge yourself. I'm so excited to hear what you think. Please send me a message and let me know your thoughts, what standards you're ready to live up to. And I'd love to hear a reflection of how this meditation went for you. I'm sending you so much light and love, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Until next time.